This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
The one-strike pinch. Swing and a high drive, well-hit ball, deep out into right center, and it is gone. Into the Ranger bullpen, a majestic shot for Jock Peterson. His team-best fifth home run of the spring. That breaks the tie, and the Rangers lead it 6-3.
8 o'clock hour here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton and Aiden alongside. Sean back next week. He is taking a week for paternity leave on the Sean and RJ
Just
show.
One?
Just one this week.
Oh, okay.
We're at the Firehouse tomorrow in Keller, Fire Station number one for the Firehouse Tour that rolls on, starts the third season of our Firehouse Tour. So Keller, Fire Station number one tomorrow. With a loaded day today, Jason Stark coming up at 9 o'clock. K&C will be out at the Globe for Rangers opening day. We will talk about the Sweet 16 coming up at 8:20, but you heard the voice. That is Matt Hicks, Rangers play-by-play, and he is joining us now right here on 105.3 The Fan. Morning, man. How are you? Happy opening day.
Happy opening day to you, and thanks for having me on. And, hey, you're coming up to my neck of the woods, coming up to Keller.
Yes.
Nice.
Right. We'll be there tomorrow. You should stop by. You should absolutely stop by. We'll be there from 6 to 10. So I have seen a ton of, like, the predictions, and, you know, obviously – everyone seems to be very, very high on the Rangers this year, and they would be another team that goes from a losing record to first place. It just happens just about every year in the sport. Are you seeing the same thing?
Well, I tell you what, I think that the American League West could be a very tight competition this year. When you consider what's happened in the offseason, I think the Rangers – you know, probably did more to improve themselves than anybody else in the division, but you still have to deal with a Houston team that is going to be excellent, a Seattle team that didn't do anything in the offseason to improve its offense, but still has, you know, one of the best starting rotations in all of baseball. And an Athletics team, can we call them Sacramento? Can we call them Las Vegas? An Athletics team that I think is going to be a lot better than people maybe give them credit for on paper, which is going to, again, make the division more competitive. So I think it's wide open. I think it's there for the taking. And I'm excited about what the Rangers did as far as, you know, the additions of Jock Peterson and Jake Berger and Kyle Higashioka, and the prospect of having Josh Young fully healthy in this season. You know, the Rangers were in the bottom third last year as far as slugging was concerned. They were about 20 points below league average in that regard. And I think that, things are pointing up as far as, doing what most offenses want to do now, and that's slow.
Matt, when you got through spring training and took a look at this baseball team over the last month plus, who did you look at and say, all right, that guy's going to have a year, I think. That's somebody who's going to click into place. I'm really excited about what he's got the potential to do this year.
Man, I don't know if you can just pick out one individual. I think the thing that you think about mostly is, man, let's have these guys healthy and let's get them to the start of the season. But one guy that I think is poised to have a great year is Jake Berger. You're talking about a guy who could hit 30, 35 home runs and be a force there in the middle of the lineup. I liked what I saw from him. Pretty good defense at first base. Here's a guy who, third base has been his position, but it looks like he's going to be able to make that transition. And if you do get 35 home runs out of Jake Berger, that's an outstanding season.
Mm-hmm. Matt Hicks joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105 through the Fan. All right, so it looks like DeGrom's going to start on Sunday, and I know there was talk about him maybe being the fifth starter to give him those extra days off, basically for the first month of the season. Well, that's still set up the same way where the days off early on fall in a place where he can pitch on every sixth day as opposed to every fifth?
Well, obviously they're going to take care of DeGrom, right? I mean, he is Jacob DeGrom. However that happens throughout the course of the year, one thing is for sure, and one thing that we all know from year to year, is how the rotation starts is not how it's going to look in May or June or July. And it's not just Jacob DeGrom that the Rangers are going to be, taking care of, coming back from Tommy John surgery. Same is true for Kamar Rocker, same is true for Tyler Mahle. So you're not going to be able to give all three of those guys a particular plan and then stick to that plan throughout. Now, you're probably going to see DeGrom get that consideration maybe more so than others, but I wouldn't necessarily be concerned about where they fall in the rotation. I think the concern there is just what can we get out of them in terms of innings for the course of the season. We need to be able to keep them healthy. And in the case of, Kamar Rocker, he gets this spot, in the rotation here at the start of the season because of the injuries to John Gray and Cody Bradford. And he's got an opportunity now here that he can cash on, that he can take advantage of. But, where Jacob DeGrom falls, I think, and how the rotation looks is going to change and probably change early here in the season.
Do you think they have him on an innings limit for the year?
That's a good question. I don't know if there's a magic number that, and I was put just out of thin air, 120 innings. I don't know. And if that's something that as the season goes on, okay, we got to dial him back. But the thing of it is, if DeGrom is healthy and DeGrom starts dealing, in elite Jason DeGrom form, you're probably going to want him to continue on as far as, monitoring him goes. And if he's looking good over five or six innings per start, and keep him going that way.
Matt, Evan Carter, we've talked about this the last couple of days, him not starting the year with the big club. How much is there concern there for you about long-term prospects? Do you think this is just part of, hey, he's a young guy and he needs to clean some things up, or, he's coming back from a year where he didn't get an opportunity to play very much? How do you feel about the Evan Carter situation and your prospects moving forward?
Yeah, there are a lot of factors involved there, right? Number one is the health. He had that back ablation procedure early in the off season. Given that this is something that could be a recurring thing for him, you hope that they can manage that. But I think that that's probably, number one, to make sure that he's healthy. And then number two, because he only played, not about a quarter of a season last year, he's kind of behind. I mean, people forget, he was in AA most of 2023. It came up to AAA for only about a week. Then, it came to the Rangers for the final month of the season and was the talk of the town, and then helped to lead the team to a World Series title. So when you think about it, the amount of time he's had in the big leagues has not been very much, and especially the amount of at-bats he has seen against left-handed pitching. And so, you know, for Evan, there are a lot of things there. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to be able to get at-bats down in the minor leagues, and he's got to be able to start to, you know, do something against left-handed pitching. I don't think, given his age and given his talent, that Evan Carter is the kind of guy that you want to have back up in the big leagues quickly just to be a platoon player, even though he would be on the strong side of a platoon. I think down the road you see Evan Carter as an everyday player. So how to get him to that is what the Rangers will be concentrating on while he spends time down in the minors.
Hicks, do you think 2023 were they career years for Haim and Adolis, or was last year the blip?
Well, I think you have to talk about those two guys separately. And number one, you know, Adolis is an elite run producer, something like 383 RBIs over the last four seasons. And so even in the seasons in which, you know, he's not had the batting average or the on-base percentage or maybe the top slugging, he's still driving in runs. You know, Jonah had that, you know, one terrific year in 2023, and then it peeled off last year, I think probably a number of reasons why, and that's a big reason why the Rangers went out and got Kyle Higashioka, because Higashioka can certainly handle a load, you know, behind the plate. If those two guys end up splitting time roughly 50-50, the hope is that Jonah's offensive production can come back to the kind of numbers, at least rate-wise, that he produced a couple of seasons ago. And, you know, Higashioka is a guy that, you know, for so many years with the Yankees and then last year with the Padres, produced some really good numbers given the amount of time that he played. You know, he played roughly half a season last year with San Diego and hit 17 home runs. So I think you're talking two different situations there. Adolis in spring training looked good, really good to me. And so hopefully he continues that here at the beginning of the season.
Matt Hicks joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You can hear him at 3:05 calling Rangers Red Sox right here on 105 Through the Fan. He joins us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Hicksy, you know, Wyatt Langford is somebody that we're all really excited about, specifically after the end to last season. Is that a reasonable expectation, the way we saw him in September, to say, all right, he's going to pick right back up and you know, start running? Or do we need to look at him similar to maybe how we looked at Evan Carter and just say, hey, this is still a young player that's going to go through some time where he's adjusting to things?
Yeah, I think both are true. He is young, and so, you know, he's going to have periods during the season where he does struggle. But I'm encouraged by what I saw at spring training from him. I mean, he's a guy that has ridiculous power potential. The more we see him play in the outfield, I think the better that he looks. And so holding down left field and being an everyday left fielder, it's not something that the Rangers have had over recent years going way back. You know, it's been a while since the Rangers can say, okay, this guy has been our left fielder every day. So Wyatt, I think, has the potential to have a terrific season, both offensively and defensively, and could very well be one of the offensive leaders of this ball club.
Are you more excited to call a game in 100-degree Tampa in a minor league ballpark or 100-degree Sacramento in a minor league ballpark?
I have not been to either park. The stories I hear about Sacramento in the dead of summer are not good in terms of weather. I think maybe we get the occasional sea breeze in Tampa, so I think I might have a little more excitement about 100 in Tampa than in Sacramento.
Get ready for a rain delay, I bet, right? Isn't it rain like every day there?
Well, you know, yeah, you could have that. You know, there are a couple of places where we play where you're concerned about rain all of the time, one of those being Cleveland, for sure, Baltimore, Washington being another place where you get rain a lot of the time. But it'll be interesting to see these games played in the minor league parks. At least in Sacramento's case, we know they've sold the season out.
That's good.
It'll be 14,000 people a night at that ballpark.
That's great. It's great for them. I don't know what they're going to do. They haven't played in front of 14,000 people in a while at home. So there you go. Hey, man, have a great season. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, guys.
Matt Hicks joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside. It is Sweet 16 night, though. College kegger. Peyton's UNT losing another coach. The best petty is college sports petty, and the University of Texas is finding that out firsthand. And we can also do maybe a little degenerate action for you all coming up next here on 105 through the Fan.